You ever wish you could record your drunk conversations? Well, that's what I do on the Intoxicated Podcast. Every Friday, I talk to friends, comedians, and various guests while drinking to showcase the conversations you'd only have at the back booth of a bar with close friends. It's a weekly drunk, heart-to-heart variety talk show and therapy session. Subscribe to the Intoxicated Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. That's Intoxicated, spelled T-A-L-K. Cheers.
This program contains strong language. Viewer discretion is advised. Welcome to Prancing. It's a podcast about kids that kids shouldn't listen.
Hello.
Hello. Solid start.
All right. I am Mark Adam. I don't know what's happening, but I'm still Mark Adam. I'm in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I am KTG, and I am in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Yay.
Yay.
Good times.
Geography.
Good times. Yeah. Those geographicals by.
Oh, man. Look how smart we is.
Oh, I tell you. Welcome to another episode, episode 16 of the Parenting Podcast.
Woohoo.
It is a show about kids, but by no means should you let them listen. So, this week, we have like, you have like notes and shit again. Like,
I
don't know what happened to you the last couple of weeks, but you've been on the fucking ball.
Listen, I know, right?
As far as our social media is concerned, neither one of us have been on the ball.
Straight trash this last week.
It was a brutal week for me.
Oh, my God.
I had a couple of client projects to work on and
yeah.
And like deadlines and stuff. And
yeah. Yeah, you were super busy with like...
turned out real good.
I just watched it. It was bomb. So, you know, I mean, as much as we struggle sometimes, like Adam does know what he's doing. We just struggle a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I just don't apply it here. I don't know why.
This is your outlet. It's a safe place.
Yeah, this actually started as a mental health outlet for me.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, 1,000% for me too. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's like, because I podcast and I wanted to get like something creative going and getting it out of, you know, letting something out on a weekly basis. And when you wanted to do a podcast, I was like, fucking, like, let's do it together. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's go. So we don't know what we're doing, but like, it's fine.
I was super keen. And I love what we do, and I think it's super fun.
Totally. Look at us. We're episode 16 already. That's pretty sick.
I know, and I think that, like, there's parents that the ones that we get quite a few listeners every week, and I think those people find it cathartic to listen to our struggles and know that they're not alone. And,
right?
And to see that maybe we're doing it worse than them, you know?
They're not wrong. It's just flying by the seat of your pants. Some days I feel like I'm like, you know what? I had a kick-ass day. Sometimes I'm like, wow, I should probably not be allowed around children. Like, not in a weird way. Don't make it weird. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get it. Fuck. So I would like to welcome everybody back for the week. What happened to you this week? We've mentioned our weeks were crazy, but what happened to
yeah.
yours?
Yeah, well, like, I don't know. Like, I can't say, like, my week was crazy. It was just, I don't know, like, it's work stuff. And Rod was actually away this week in Toronto with Allison, his oldest, who is 14. They went to go see a Leafs game and also a Jays game. So they were living it up in Toronto, so I was home by myself, which was fine. I don't mind being home by myself. It's pretty awesome. However, you know, work was crazy. And then also I got home one night and the power was out. So, cause I was hoping to like, we were going to try and do like an extra podcast thing of some sort. And that wasn't going to work when the power was out. So I, that was fine. And then I went actually, what is today? Today's Saturday. So Thursday, sorry. Our legal team at work, we were kind of one of the VP of legal. He's leaving to go work for a different part of the company. So we were kind of doing like a little send off for him. And, he well, we had all, I guess, decided we were going to go for, like, a nice dinner and whatnot at a fancy place that, you know, where I can't pronounce anything on the menu because I'm basic and, like, my, you know, burger and fries. And I don't know. There was, like, a particular poutine on this menu that had duck in it, I guess, which is apparently a thing. So I don't know if you've ever had...
What, duck in a poutine?
Well, apparently... I don't know if... Listen. Yes.
I...
Like, it was poutine, but it was, like, a fancy... Listen, I don't know. I could barely understand what the menu said. I just said, just give me some meat and potatoes, and I'll be happy.
Something that died next to something you pulled out of the ground.
Exactly. That's all I'm, that's all I'm here for. So, but before we did that, we went... axe throwing.
Oh, fun.
Fucking A. First of all, I should not be allowed around objects like that. However,
I feel
they,
like sharp things in Katie's hands are a dangerous thing, but so, all right, continue.
And like other people, and they like, this guy that was coaching us next to me, he's like, yeah, just like, I'm like, dude, I think you should probably like stand back somewhere, like behind an enclosed thing. He's like, no, you'll be fine, you'll be fine. And honestly, I got pretty decent at it. You know, the first couple where you have to figure out the strength that you need, because you don't really need a whole lot to throw axes, apparently. Like, it really, the weight of the axe kind of just does itself. You just got to get it up high enough, and it just does its does it for you, really. But I got a couple bullseyes, which was pretty sick.
Nice.
It was awesome. It was really fun. We all had a really good time. They serve you booze at the same time, which I'm sure could, you know, you have to sign a waiver, so there's that.
Sharp things and alcohol. I'm in. Like, it's a great concept.
You know what? It's such a great idea. And a guy at our work, he's in our finance department, and it's his brother who owns it. Like, it's called the Timber Lounge. And if anyone who listens is from here, like in Halifax, it's on Agricola Street. And so
So it's not in Timberley, but it's the Timber Lounge?
Timber Lounge.
But you live in Timberley.
I live in Tantown. Yeah, it's like the next exit. Whatever. Who cares? Anyway, it was such a good time. So I had a blast. Plus, I got to, you know, it's good to like do that with work people, especially because we are kind of in a, you know, pretty professional, I say professional environment, but then we've already learned that I'm not very professional. So for me, it didn't matter. I'm always myself, which is fine. But it was really a lot. It was a lot of fun. I'll definitely go back and do that. And your shirt actually reminds me of like, that's what most people go in there wearing, the black and red plaid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they bring their giant ginger beards and their 6'4", 240-pound frames?
Yeah, 1,000%. Like, that's kind of the prerequisite, but they, like, let us do it anyway. They're like, yeah, you guys are okay, I guess. You can do it.
Like, yeah, you're like 5'7", and, you know, 100 pounds maybe, but...
but, like, I guess...
You don't look very lumberjacky, but whatever.
But I got a bullseye, so, I mean, I am a lumberjack, apparently. I missed my calling.
I don't think being a lumberjack means that you throw your
Shut
axe
up.
A whole lot.
Shut up.
Oh no, we're being attacked by a bear. Everyone.
All right, you know what? Stop crushing my dreams.
Hey, you live your life.
Living my life. Anyway, my week was pretty chill, but that was the fun part of my week. So now we're here, and I didn't do any social media, even of my own, this whole week. So I just said F you to social media this week.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I didn't say F you to social media, but I was just like, I was so focused on other things that I just didn't.
Yeah, it's like inadvertent F you to social media. Like, I didn't purposely not do it. It just.
Yeah, if you go back through my timeline, I'm sure anything I posted this week at all was like anywhere from like 1 to 3 a.m.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Got home from work and got, you know what I mean? Like, by the time, like, okay, I got all this other stuff done. Now, like check Facebook real quick or whatever, then
yeah.
go to bed because I got to start over tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it was a crazy week.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know, I do video production and audio production, basic graphic design, that kind of thing. But I did a client video this week, and it actually turned out pretty good.
It did.
I'm pretty proud of it. It's one of those things where he's like, okay, I want to pump it out on Instagram as an ad. So it has to be sub 60 seconds. It has to be this. It has to be that. It has to be formatted in such a way and da, da, da. And he wants to show, like, he's a real estate agent. So he wants to show off this condo that he's selling. And so we did a like very millennial featured, like, I'm pretty sure that's the market he's going after, is the millennials, because that's that's the way we attacked this video.
Yeah. And
it looks very much ready for millennial consumption.
Yeah, well, it's like visually entertaining for a real estate ad. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, when I watched it, I was like, oh, this is actually, it's quick, but it's informative. It's visually nice to look at. Like, it's
really well done. And with Instagram, he can, like, target specifically people who live in that neighborhood or people who have searched certain keywords around that neighborhood and things like that. Like, the targeting algorithms for all the bad they can be used for, they're very great tools for advertisers to make sure that the clients or customers that they want are the ones that buy their thing. And it's great for the customers. Again, a lot of abuse can happen, but it's great for the customers to be like, I'm looking for a house in this neighborhood, and all of a sudden there's an ad for a house in the neighborhood. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool that he can target that way. So
totally. No, it's awesome.
But, anyway, so that was one of the big things. And my boss at work is away this week.
Again?
I think he comes back today. Yeah. Cause he went to a big wine conference cause he's a sommelier. But then this week he was doing some course for like club management.
Oh, okay.
So just updating his education, which is something that's awesome. Working where I work is that they're really willing to work with you to further your education, especially if it helps them, which
totally
sommelier stuff and club management. Well, all obviously these, would be
everything changes all the time too. You need to constantly be learning. I don't think it really matters what industry you're in. Things constantly change.
Absolutely. And so he went to do that. So I was kind of on my own a lot this week.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of wearing multiple hats, some of which I don't even know quite how to wear.
Yeah.
But I'm just, this is what makes sense to me. So this is what we're doing. Yeah. Don't work and yell at me on Saturday when he gets back.
Exactly. Totally. No, I hear you. It can be stressful though, doing that. Cause like you have a lot of responsibility, on your shoulders. Right. So
I don't know the operations enough to make definitive decisions, today we're doing this.
The interim decisions, right? It's just, we're just going to do this for now.
If it's wrong, someone will fix it for me. And then I will never do that way again.
Exactly.
But I can only play the I'm new card for so long. And I'm getting there. I'm getting to the point where I don't feel like the new guy, even though I've only been there for 5 weeks or whatever it is.
You know, has it been that long already? Yeah, I was going to say like two.
No, it's like 5 weeks, but it's.
Damn.
But there was some overlap with my other job, and there was this, there was that. Like, but now I'm like full time focused on it, and I'm learning a ton. I love it. I love the members we have. Everybody's been so nice and kind to me, so that's been good.
That's awesome.
So that has taken a lot of the potential stress off of what could have been a crazy, crazy kind of couple of weeks.
For sure.
But,
yeah.
So I feel good about that.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, now I have Amelia all day, every day. Which is awesome. So I get her even more now. I just don't get her overnight as much as I did before, because I had her a lot.
Yeah.
Overnight before, but now I get her. I only get her like two nights a week overnight, but I get her every day of the week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, because her mom works during the days.
Yeah.
And so I get her all day, and then I drop her off and I go to work. And
nice.
And
that's perfect. The next morning.
So it's great.
Yeah, that's perfect.
But I don't get that whole like bedtime, you know, like that like silky, cuddly time.
Yeah.
So yeah, in the morning she's just like, let's go do stuff, you know, because that's how kids are. Yeah. I have arrived. Let's go. Yeah,
it is morning.
because I work nights, there are some nights I don't get home until 2 or 3 because of work. And then there's like Thursdays, there's this jam night that's at the pub just around the corner from my house. And so the last couple of weeks I've gone there, and I love that. That's a great night. Like, cause I only play one show of music a week or a month. Sorry. And by the way, that's today.
Woohoo.
And I'll get into that in a second. But the Thursdays are a jam night right around the corner, and I love that. It's great, good people, good music, cheap beer. So I go there after work. I have like a beer, maybe two, and then come home. Right. It's a nice wind down at the end of my night because I get off work at like 11 o'clock or whatever it is. This Thursday, I got off at like 9:30. I left. Yeah, just because it's a members based club. So when the members leave, there's nothing for us to do there in the front. So I closed down the bistro and left because there was nobody there. So I got home at like 9:30. It was really weird. I left there at 9:30.
Yeah. But still, like, that's early.
Yeah. But it's too late to go get Amelia, which if I get off early enough, which it's not going to happen very often, if at all, where I get off early enough that I can go get her before she falls asleep.
Yeah.
At her mom's. Cause then I can have her overnight and then wake up in the morning and just, she's there and we can just start our day.
Just hang out. Yeah.
Right. But the rest of the time I get home, I'm this late. And then she shows up full of energy. And then, like, if she's coming at 10:30, I wake up at 10.
And
try and get ready for that. Right? But there have been times where, like, her mom's calling me and the phone's ringing and I'm waking up and I'm going, and she's like, "Hey, we're here." And I'm like, "Uh-oh, where are my pants?"
First question, where are my pants?
Yeah. Which sounds bad, but it's just because when you don't have kids in the house, you don't have to worry about pajamas and all that crap. You're just like, boxers.
Yeah.
Just going to sleep.
Totally.
But anyway, so it's been a crazy week. But Thursday at the jam, I have this cut on the inside of, I'm going to show it on the camera to the viewers watching the video part, but I have this cut on the inside of my knuckle.
Oh, like right in the knuckle, yeah. Paper cut?
Yeah, which, no, I sliced it on some dollar store tongs I bought because.
Love that.
Yeah, but it's healing, and I'm hoping that by tonight it will be healed enough that I can play guitar. Because what happened is, it's on my index finger, and for guitar players, that's my bar finger. So, like, when I make bar chords and all that. So Thursday, I was at this jam night, and I had cut it the day before, and I didn't really realize how deep it was, and it got caught on the strings.
Oh.
And so when I was sliding, it was like cutting into me, and when I was trying to slide up and like move my finger up and down, the strings were getting cut, like caught inside, and it was going bang when I pulled off. Like, ooh. It was
really rock and roll badass. And, like, and I'm just really slicing my fingers.
Then because like literally shredding my fingers. But it was I felt so bad for the guy because, like, I was using some other guy's guitar. I was like, "I might have bled all over your guitar. I'm sorry." He's like, "Man, that's rock and roll." And I was like, "Exactly. That is the coolest answer ever. Right? That is the coolest answer you could have given. Like, man, I'm sorry, I bled all over your guitar." He goes, "That's rock and roll." Kick just ass. So chill. Kick I was ass. Like, "Dude.
Okay.
Dude. Awesome."
That's hilarious. That shit.
That guy's name is Buck Burrow, and he's awesome.
Buck Burrow.
Like Jamie Buckborough. His last name is Buckborough. But he's a fucking wicked musician. But so that was fun. And then I woke up the next morning and I was like, I really have to do something about this finger.
So can you not, like, just put like a little band-aid or something Saturday. On it? Or is that just going to fuck with everything?
I can't, but it's right in the knuckle. It doesn't really, so like, and then when I go to play guitar, the band-aid's going to get stuck.
Yeah.
You know what
liquid
I mean?
Liquid band-aid.
So I need this to
have you ever tried
I was
the
thinking about just...
Yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah, I'd do, like, liquid Band-Aid.
It's just super glue is all it is. I was just going to go buy some super glue.
Okay, well, you know what? You do you.
I will.
What?
But I will... I'm sure it'll be fine by tonight. It looks like it's pretty much closed up.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, and tonight I'm playing an acoustic guitar... my bandmate Nick is sitting in, so it actually is going to be a show by the pairings, but unofficially, because it's Mark Adams' show with special guest Nick Moffat tonight, as opposed to like a show booked as the pairings.
Nice, that'll be fun.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun, but and there's a bunch of songs we do where he plays and I sing and I don't play, so we might do that a little first and give like Yeah. Anyway,
sweet.
Talked way too much about music and not enough about kids. Let's get on to some kids stuff.
Let's not.
What happened in the news this week? In the news this week, Katie?
Well, I wanted to start off. I wanted to tell this story last week, but I didn't get a chance to because we were just talking about other things. But I wrote it down again because I wanted to remember to talk about it. But it was just a funny story of a friend of ours' kid.
So, oh, right. Yeah, you had mentioned before the podcast last week that you wanted to tell the story.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to it. It didn't even occur to me that we didn't get to it.
I didn't even think about it until I was going through my notes and was like, oh, I didn't even tell that story. So it's push forward to the next one. It was just really, yeah. It was,
yay.
You know.
Kids' stories never get old.
It's true. It's true.
Kids telling stories gets old quick, but.
Yeah, because it takes 18 hours to tell a story, but yes.
But then, okay, wait, except for I forgot, and then.
Oh, love that. So basically this story, it's a really quick story. It was Rod's friend, Donnie, was over. This would have been like, I guess, 2 weeks ago now or whatever. And he brought his youngest, who is just turning 4. His name's Gabe. And he's a little firecracker. We went to the, like, in the summertime last year, we went to, like, the beach and stuff with them and whatever. He didn't remember me, like, at all. But that was fine. So we're out in the garage, just hanging out in the garage. And they were out there before me. And then I had come out and sat down. And he was being super shy. And then it didn't, honestly, it took him about 3.2 seconds to stop being shy. So yeah. He started, like, you know, roaming around, putting his, like, hat over his head and wandering around and, like, literally falling into boxes of tools. I'm like, bro, you're going to hurt yourself. And so
that's,
we started.
But that's how kids are. They just roll around and they don't give a shit.
Yeah, and boys especially, they just give less fucks, basically. Yeah, anyway.
Just, ha, I'm bleeding. Cool. Yeah.
Sweet. Let's do that again. So anyway, there was this empty bag of potato chips because they were eating potato chips. And so he came to pick it up. I'm like, oh, do you want to? It's like, why don't you go throw that in the garbage? There was like a big garbage bag over like by the door or whatever. And he was like, because I started calling him garbage man. I'm like, oh, hey, you can be a garbage man. You can go put this garbage in the garbage over there. And so he crumples it up and then he shoves it into my lap and says, put it in the garbage can. Like he basically called me trash is what I'm trying to say. I had like a 4-year-old boy.
Is he wrong? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, anyway, Donnie's face when he did that.
We started our audio test today. By the way, side note, I was like, okay, we're testing the audio. She's like, I am trash. Apropos. Anyway, moving on.
You're like, cool, audio tested. That's what reminded me though. When I was like, oh yeah. So it was basically he thought that was really funny. And I was like, I really shouldn't have laughed because then he thought it was basically funny to put garbage on me.
Now it's a game. Now it's a game.
Now it's a game. Yeah, exactly. So Donnie's just over there like, oh fuck. So when they were leaving, I was like, bye garbage man. He's like, bye trash.
Oh my God.
And it's like, oh, you know what?
It warms my heart that he really called you trash. The one time a man can call you trash and you feel good about
I'm
it.
I'm like, you know what? You're right. Yeah. It's like, fuck
Little
you,
does
Gabe.
He know, he's going to grow up and just like realize that that's a real thing.
Yeah, I basically text Donnie. I was like, it's like, fuck your son. Fuck that guy. Don't bring him around here anymore.
Yeah.
Call me trash. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, putting all this garbage on you.
Yeah, he did. Like, literally, I was just sitting there. He, like, shoved it between my legs. Because I was just sitting there. He just put it in my legs. I was like, I'm pretty sure. I don't. Okay. I'll be the garbage bag, I guess. It's fine. It's totally fine. Anyway. Aside from me being trash, in the news.
In the news. I'm going to design some really cool video intros for these segments. But It has to be on a week where my life isn't chaos, but okay. I want to do that.
That would be fun.
Okay. So in the news.
Okay. So, I will start with this one. I just thought it was really cool. So the headline for it was high school robotics team builds to 2-year-old a wheelchair.
Aww.
So, right? Okay. So it's,
that's already adorable and we haven't even heard anything else.
It's just, that's it. That's the whole story. Moving on.
Next.
So this was a Family in Michigan. So the little boy's name is Cillian Jackson. He has like a rare genetic condition that limits his mobility. Okay. I didn't really get into specifics of what that was, sure. but that's just all it was, yeah. basically, that he needs a wheelchair. And the wheelchair, like the family, their insurance didn't cover it, which the wheelchair itself was going to be like $20,000 or something.
Jesus.
Yeah. And so
the little boy. Holy shit.
Yeah. So the little, you know, because they want him to be able to get around. So it was like a motorized wheelchair. So anyway, the family reached out to Farmington Public School, high school, the robotics team there. And they built him one for free.
So, how fucking awesome is that?
Yeah. So they had reached out to the University of Delaware. There's a thing there called Go Baby Go. Sorry.
Oh, the University of Delaware. Okay.
What's that?
Yeah, you cut out there for half a second, so you're back. It's fine.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. No. Yeah. There's a little bit of cutting out today. Anyway. Sorry. So, Oh yeah, the University of Delaware. So they reached out to that university because they have a team there. It's called Go Baby Go, where they it's a program that creates custom vehicles for children with limited mobility. So they reached out to them to kind of get some
pointers, ideas and stuff,
yeah. to do this.
Cool.
Yeah. So there's a little video of him online, which I'll share after we do this, but there's like a little cute video of the little boy.
How have you kept this the whole time? I get you wanted to talk about it on the podcast,
I know.
At least send me the video so I can know how cute this is. This is amazing.
Listen,
I want to see this.
We've had a hard time communicating this week. All right. We've established.
I fell off the face of the earth there for a couple of days. I'm super sorry. That's on me. That's on me. I take that back. That's on me.
It's all good. It's all good. Listen. So I took note of it so that I could talk about it. It's super cute. And it's so cute because the little boy, as soon as he realized that he could move the chair, he was just like, hell yeah.
He said he was 2 years old. Was that what I heard?
Two. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So super cute. And pretty fantastic that this high school basically did this for free for the family.
That's so cool. Like, what a great story.
Yeah.
Like, that's a heartwarming, feel-good story, like, straight across the board.
Yeah.
I want to see this video when the kid realizes, like, I push button, chair moves.
Yeah, yeah, right? And the thing is, like, when you think about it, you're like, because it made me think, kids grow. So, you know, the expense that it would be for a child with limited mobility, they would have to constantly have an adjusted chair of some sort.
Yeah, to get bigger and bigger and
as
bigger,
they get
right?
older, right? So, I mean, when you think this kid's only 2 years old and that one chair was going to cost them $20,000. And of course, this is in the States too. So their insurance didn't cover it. Medical there is not great. So it's just, how do you afford that? Let alone, I'm sure, his medical bills alone. So for them to be able to reach out and just have them do that is just, it is. It's heartwarming and it's pretty fantastic to read. And, you know, I mean.
But it's also a testament to public schools that,
yeah.
like, what a great experience for those students to be able to partake on a number of levels. First of all, they're the robotics team. So what they learned about robotics and the mechanics of that wheelchair and all that stuff is something that they're going to be able to use in engineering a long time going forward.
Definitely.
But then learning about helping this child and the amount of good feeling inside yourself about having helped this kid.
Yeah.
It takes it to another level on top of that. And yeah, I just good for them and good for the whole community for coming together and making that happen. So I really want to see this video now.
Yeah.
I really, really want
to. I'll put it out there. Cause it's, it was only like a little video. My stuff wasn't working properly. So like it kept jumping. So I couldn't watch like the whole thing, but I got to see like the first little blip of him getting in the chair. Super cute. He's adorable. It's awesome. It's just so great. Like that just makes me so happy that there are really good people out there, which is why I want to keep bringing these stories up because like we don't hear about them enough and I want to talk about them. God damn it.
The shitty stories circulate really quickly and serve themselves up on a platter.
Yeah.
You almost have to go out of your way to find feel good stories.
And I do. You know what? When I try to find these ones, like, yeah, this one was out there, but I really kind of had to dig around for, like, there's all kinds of fucking, the vaccination thing's still all out there, which is just a whole, like, you know what I mean? It's just continuing.
We're
like,
not going there again this week. I refuse.
No, but there's all of, like, all of the stuff I kept seeing was, like, that kind of stuff and, like, all of these other, like, negative things. And I'm like, man, oh, man, like, it's, like, depressing sometimes looking through the news. So when you find, like, a little gem like that, I'm like, I'm writing that shit down.
Yeah, no shit, eh?
Yeah.
Fuck.
So super cute. So I, yeah, like I said, I will put that up on our Facebook so you guys can kind of, so you can read the article, but then also see the cute little video that goes along with it.
Okay. I'm pumped. I want to see it. What else you got?
I've got one more. Those were like, there was just two good stories that I wanted to talk about. This one's actually another really good feel-good story. This one is a Nevada 13-year-old boy. He, the title of the article that I read was 13-year-old sells his Xbox and does yard work to buy a car for his single mother.
What?
Yeah. Okay. So here, okay.
That's making me cry.
I know. Like, this is crazy. So the boy.
Stay in there, tears. Stay in. Okay. We got this. So, can I also just, before you get into this, can I point out being a dad, especially a dad of a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Has made me so much more emotional mm-hmm. as a human being.
Yep.
That, like, little shit like that, like, moves me in a way that never would have before having a kid.
1,000%.
Like, I didn't even physically go through the changes that her mother did. Like, I didn't carry this child.
Mm-hmm.
My hormone levels weren't off the charts. I don't understand the connection that's made between, like, baby, you know, in the womb, baby born, and why am I feel physically different as a dad than mm-hmm. I did before. What the fuck's up with that?
I think anyway, your outlook would just be different, right? Like, you now are raising a child in this world, so, like, all of these stories that involve children, you're like, oh my God, that could be mine, or, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of hits you in a different spot, I think.
Yeah, I guess it's, yeah, I just don't know. I would love to know if there is, like, a physiological change that dads go through. Like, hey, your body recognizes, okay, I have this child. So now, like, here's the next phase of
my body. I must now protect it.
Yeah. But like, is it a chemical change in my body? Mm-hmm. Is it just mental? Is it all mental? I'm curious. I don't know the answer to these things. I'm not that smart. So if you are aware, it would be very nice to know if you could comment.
Yeah, I'm sure there's an article out there somewhere. What the deal
is with that? I'm sure there is. I could search it up. I'm sure, but on the off chance any of our viewers / listeners know,
totally,
shoot us a message or a post on our Facebook page or something.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Please do. That would be amazing.
Anyway, so back to your story, your heartwarming story.
Little shit. Anyway, this cute kid, his name's William Preston from Nevada. So who's 13, like I said, his mom, they were going through a hard time. So his mom is raising him. He's got two siblings and they have three dogs and they've recently gone through some changes and going through a rough time and she has no vehicle. So she's trying to care for these kids. Three kids, three dogs, and no car. I don't know how that happens. Like, how you function. Like, how do you go places? Which I guess, you know, there's transit and stuff. But anyway, the young boy, he saw a YouTube video of people giving their parents vehicles as a surprise. And so he wanted to do that for his mom. So he saw an ad.
But he's 13. He can't even drive it. That's crazy.
Right? Like, he just saw, oh, I want to do that for my mom because we don't have a car and I want to get her one. So he saw an ad on Facebook of a woman selling, it was a 99 Chevrolet Metro and it was pretty cheap, I guess. So he messaged her, sorry, I can't talk. And she said, you know, can I trade you some money and my Xbox to get this car for my mom? And so she initially said no, but then thought about it and was like, yes. So this woman drove to their house and drove them back to her place to get the car so that they could drive it home. And so he traded his Xbox and some cash that he made doing some chores and stuff around the community with his neighbors, doing like yard work and housework for them. And he collected some money and got his mom a car.
See, that's that's awesome.
Isn't that just... gets you right in the goddamn feels, man.
I know. I'm just like, stay in. Stay in. Tears. Get out of here. Get on out of here. No, that's yeah, like that. Those kind of stories are, they're just awesome. Yeah. I love hearing about the good in humanity because, again, it was just, all we hear is how shitty people are.
I know.
And this person fucked this person in this kind of way. Yeah. And this person did this to this person. It's all shitty things that people are doing to each other to get ahead.
Yeah.
When some people are out there just trying to fucking get by and still manage to be amazing human beings.
Right?
That's exactly awesome.
And clear, you know what, that boy, obviously, you know, he saw his mom going through a hard time. Kids know things. Like, you're not hiding anything. Like, they know. Like, they may not understand the gravity of it, but they know that you're going through a hard time and they want to help.
Somebody explained it to me one time. Kids don't really understand the context of situations as much as the emotion during a situation.
Fair.
So kids are very empathic when it comes to their family and how people are feeling.
Yes.
So if you're constantly stressed and angry, they pick up on that, and that's what they learn. They learn that. Mm-hmm. If you're worried all the time, that's what they learn. If you're loving and nurturing and just all around, that's what kids learn. They pick up on the emotion, not on the context of the situation as much.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I definitely agree with that, for sure. So I think that's kind of like, that's what I mean. I don't even know if the kid really the article kind of went on, had a couple of quotes from the mom. Like, basically, she was like, I'm just so proud of him, basically, that he would, you know, he would just, the thought process would be, I want to do this for my mom, and I'm willing to give up my money and also an Xbox, which he, you know, young boys, not all boys, but like girls too, like everyone likes to play their video games and stuff these days, and he was willing to just give that all up so she could have a car. And I think that's, I mean, you're doing something real right there as a parent if, you know, your child goes above and beyond to do something like that. And that just, it made me so happy to read that. And I was like, you know what? God damn it. You stupid kids making me cry. Get out of here.
I know. But damn, what a testament. Not only is that a testament to that young man for doing that.
Yeah.
That is an amazing story without even delving any deeper than that. Mm-hmm. How awesome is that kid? Right? Yeah. But what a testament that is to the parent, the mother, who's doing everything she can. And to have her children recognize she's doing everything she can for them to the point where they need to take that extra step to get her that extra little something, which in turn is going to make it easier for her to take care of them.
Exactly.
So, like, what a testament to that mother to make them understand it's not just about the one of us. It's about all of us together. Yeah. And, you know?
Exactly.
That's amazing. That's just amazing.
Family taking care of family, right? And it seemed to him he was just so nonchalant about it. It's like, yeah, I just wanted to do it. Like, why not? Like, to them, it's like, I'm not, it seemed like he's like, I'm not losing or giving up anything. It's just, I'm helping. So whatever I needed to do to help.
Yeah.
That's what I needed to do. So it wasn't like, oh, I had to give up these things to help my mom. It was like, I just wanted to help her. So it's like, whatever you need, take it, and to help my mom.
And the common sense of it, right? So like to that kid, it just makes sense. Where the rest of us are like, that's amazing.
Right.
Like, because other kids don't do that.
Yeah.
That kid was like, well, this is what I have to do. This is what I should do.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. It's logical. It's just,
There's just not a lot of that, right? So, I mean, it doesn't mean that every kid out there would have to do something like that. It's just so, like, there are many kids out there doing other things which are just as fantastic. It's just the gravity of it to something, it's something like getting a car for someone. We know how hard it is to get a vehicle. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're expensive and, you know, it's a lot of responsibility getting a vehicle. So for him to just kind of, I don't know, the whole thing was just freaking awesome, absolutely adorable, so sweet, and just so, like, heartwarming, and just made me super happy. I'm like, you know what? I need more of this in my life.
Yeah.
Man. I need more of that.
I need a minute. I need a minute. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. I just need to pour some tea and get that out of my head.
Dry a couple tears.
So enjoy a word from our sponsors. And we are back.
Hey. Deep breath.
Okay, yeah, I got tea in my cup, I got the tears out of my eyes, we're all good.
Got it.
Everything is great. No more, do you have other things to talk about? Something that isn't going to make me cry an emotional tear?
No, absolutely not. We're just all about the tears today.
I will fight you.
Listen.
I will fight you.
They're happy stories. I do have one more. I didn't take a ton of notes on it. I didn't know if I was, how long those other two were going to kind of take us through to. So I kind of jotted it down quickly just if we had the time.
Okay.
To go through. Go ahead. Basically a 6-year-old boy helping his mom rescue dogs. And they've rescued like a lot of dogs. Like he already at 6 years old has helped save like over 1,000 dogs from high kill shelters and stuff. Yeah. So the family is from Texas, which I don't know, like we've looked into adopting dogs and stuff, and there's a lot of high kill shelters in Texas area, and I didn't realize that actually. So there's just an overpopulation, and then they end up in these shelters, and then they don't have room for them. So
yeah.
Anyway, so this family, this mom, they adopted a dog, and when she went through the process, she was like, "Oh my God, I need to help these dogs." So she and her son. She got him involved. They started doing like little videos and stuff of them kind of rescuing these dogs, taking them different places, taking them to different shelters that were, you know, going to get them to good homes. And they, at one point they took, I don't know, they had a whole like van load full of dogs, drove them from Texas to Washington, and were able to, get them into shelters that are able to get them good homes. It's not high kill. They don't euthanize dogs because they don't have room. They find them homes.
Yeah. No kill shelters.
Yeah. So, so that was this little boy, 6 years old, had like a little mini interview with him. And he was just like, "I just want them to have a happy, loving forever home." And so like just that core value that kid already knows. By like,
well, yeah, help. when you do good works and you get your kids involved,
yeah,
that's what they learn.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Like that. Yeah. Like that mom was like, it moved her. What she saw at the shelter, they adopted a dog and she was like, "Oh my God, I need to help these animals." And then she got her, you know, son involved in that as well. And so that's, you know, he's super passionate about it. You can just tell, like, he was just super passionate about it. And they've saved over 1,000 dogs already, which is crazy. And he's like, you know, she was worried that he would get like attached to the animals and wouldn't want to let them go kind of thing. But he in his little tiny interview, he was like, it's so easy to say goodbye to them when I know they're going to get a loving forever home. I'm like, oh, wow. Oh. God damn you.
Right. I said no more tears.
I know. Sorry. I said,
no more tears.
It's one of those episodes. I'm so sorry. It's a happy, feel good. You're going to goddamn cry.
Stories. I know. It's like the news has been so heavy lately.
It has,
and we could get into more of that, but let's just not.
You know what?
Let's just live here this week in this happy
bubble. In our little bubble. We're just creating a little dome over our world. We're just like, this is where we're going to be. Everyone else stay the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So, it's just
that's awesome.
Yeah. Pretty fantastic. There are great people out there doing kick-ass things, and that makes me super happy. And you know what? And you're right. I think when we do these things, kids really learn from that. I, myself, you know, not so recently with my new job because it's been so crazy and hectic, but my old job, I used to run the charity committee at our work. And so I would do a lot of fundraising and stuff. And so the girls and I would do a ton of bake sales. So I would get the girls to help me do a bunch of baking, and I would have bake sales at my work. We would donate proceeds to like, you know, Feed Nova Scotia. And there's like a couple men's and women's shelters that we would get items for and deliver them, stuff like that. So the girls were kind of exposed to some of that. And then I think, you know, it started really making them realize, like, when we started going through their clothes and stuff and toys, we're like, okay, let's collect all this stuff and donate it, because there are kids out there who don't have anything. And, you know, your, all of this that you have, you know, could be, even though it's so small to you, can be huge to other kids.
Yep.
So,
and that's Amelia, when I told her, like, about other kids that don't have toys and how she has so many toys.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, can I give this? I was like, well, you can donate toys that you know you're not going to play with anymore, because we have so many toys and you're going to get more toys, right? Yeah. It's, well, we should donate toys you're not using. She filled a box. This was a year ago. She's 4 and a half now. That she was 3 and a half at the time. She filled a box, like this big moving box.
Yeah.
With all these toys. She goes, I don't play with this. Somebody can love this. Like, here's Olaf. Like, I love Olaf, but someone else can love Olaf. Like,
that's so, see, but you know what? That's on us too. We need to expose them to those things, because they wouldn't.
Right?
Kids are.
Because otherwise, how would she have known if I didn't tell her?
Exactly. And like you said, kids are just inherently, they're very, they have just a lot of empathy. They don't understand context of things, so they feel. And so when you explain it into a way to them that makes them feel like, oh, you know, you can make someone happy if you do this. And it's like, oh, well, I want to make people happy.
Yeah.
So they get it, right? It's a very simple concept, but adults don't get it a lot.
Like, it's true. That's true.
So that's where we have that, like, almost boundary in our brain. Like, how could kids possibly understand the gravity of this? Like, they don't, you know what? They don't need to understand the gravity of it. They just need to understand that by doing something little is going to make a big difference in someone's lives. And that's a very simple concept.
Well, Amelia actually, at the toy store the other day, mm-hmm. like just the other day, we're walking by this rack and it has all these, like, these really big, long, like 6.5 feet plush snakes. And we had one. We did. We had one. And she loved it. But she remembered that she donated it. And she said, Papa, that I had a snake. And I was like, yeah. She goes, I hope somebody's loving that snake. And I was like, I was like, I hope so too.
I'm sure. I hope
so too.
That's
just like,
sweet.
What a kid.
Yeah.
Right. And I'd like to take a lot of credit for that, but I don't know if I can, you know,
well,
I
mean, like you said, like, she wouldn't have known to do something like that unless you know, you told her about it. Right. So now that she knows that.
True.
It's
but
a very
she remembered
thing.
It was a year
that's
ago.
That's what I was just
so
going to say, though.
A
but
year later,
that?
She's like, I hope somebody loves that snake
yeah.
that I donated
that
a year ago.
That's impressive, because most kids have like a zero attention span. So for her
hey,
to
look,
remember
a
that,
castle. They're like a yeah. goldfish.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, remember last week when we were there? And it's like, you know, they, like you said before, they don't understand the concept of time either. So
yeah.
for like, you know, an entire year to go by, and she was like, oh, I remember I had one of those and we donated it and I hope someone loves it. You're like, damn,
yep.
dude, that's awesome.
Yep. It's, I know. It made me very happy to hear her say that. So
yeah.
I don't know. I was pumped.
It's on us as parents. So we need to expose them to kids to those things. It's ultimately up to them what they decide to do when they get older and stuff. But if we expose them to those kinds of things, you know, we can't.
You just cut out.
Sorry. We can't shelter our kids.
If we expose them to those sorts of things.
What's that?
Sorry. You said the audio podcast people are going to be driven nuts by this, but the video podcast people did. You said when we expose them to things, and then you stopped, it just froze for a sec.
Sweet. That's it. That's all I had to say.
Oh, good talk. Good chat.
No, what I basically... is when we can't shelter our kids from the negative things out there, but we can teach it in a way that it's like, rather than just saying all the negative things that are out there, it's like coming to it with a solution. Like, yeah, this has happening, but here's what we can do about it. Like, here's
yeah.
our small part,
yeah.
right? I think of it in a way as how I deal with things at work. Rather than going to, say, my supervisor or someone with a problem, I also try to come with a solution. Like, here's what happened. Here's why this didn't work. But I think if we did either X, Y, Z, this might fix the problem. So I think that trying to ingrain that into people, I think, is really a necessity, like a huge tool, because you just end up having a bunch of whiners out there, because there, I've worked with those people who just complain all the time over everything and want nothing to do with
creating. When Amelia comes to me, Amelia will come to me, Papa, this happened. Okay, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Well, I can do this. I'm like, okay, do that. Okay. And I'm just like,
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
Exactly. You know? It's a hard thing as adults to do that sometimes, but like, that's one of my biggest mindsets, is I've tried to have a solution to a problem rather than just complaining about something. So if we can teach kids that early on,
if we can teach everyone that,
well, we're going to start with kids, 'cause they're easier to mold. When people get older, they just tend to not want to see the good in things sometimes, or like see a solution. They just want to be a negative jerk, and they can get the hell out of here.
This is broke. Fuck all the things. This is broken.
That's a stare bite. I'm like, well, what are you going to do? Well, nothing. I'm just going to sit here and complain about it. I'm like, well, then fuck off and go do it somewhere else. You're bringing me down.
All right, let's slide on. Top tweets. Before we get on to that, I want to... what's it called? My friends on Facebook. I have friends on Facebook.
Look at you, friends.
One of my friends posted today. He said, the boy... Can we buy more Lego dinos today? Me. I don't think so, buddy. Sorry. And the boy asks, is it because they're very expensive? Me. Well, that's part of it. The boy says, don't worry, daddy. I'll ask mommy.
Okay.
I guess he's the cheap parent now.
Yeah, right?
I thought that was funny. So that's a shout out to Ashley Carver.
Shout out, Ashley.
I thought that was a pretty funny little tweet.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, so Ash Carver, it's good stuff. Thanks, buddy. And then there was another one I saw today where it was, I was just scrolling through the feed, and there was a picture of somebody, and it had, like, white stuff all over, like, anyway, my first thought, like, it was all over their sweater, like, and I was like, oh, baby puke, and I read the caption, and it was like, when you can't be trusted with soup, and I'm like, oh, my first thought was baby puke.
Yeah.
Scrolling with my dad filter on,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. You're like, someone vomited all over your shirt.
Yeah. But when I said that, I commented, I was like, I did not read the caption first. I definitely thought baby puke first. I didn't realize it was soup. And she goes, well, thanks for thinking baby puke first and not what it could have also been. And I was like, oh, that's gross.
Gross, but okay.
Fair.
Fair enough.
Right? And this sort of subject matter is why we don't want kids to listen. So, exactly. Yeah, I just thought that was funny. Like, just, like, scrolling through Facebook, it's funny how we put, like, our own filter on the content until we put the whole thing into context.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a lesson about the entire internet in general. But, like, when you see a photo without the caption, you're like,
my brain.
My brain.
Here's my caption.
Yeah, here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then you read the caption, you're like, oh, that's not what I thought that was about. All right, fair.
Mine's always,
fair
like,
enough.
Inappropriate, too. Mine's always, like, a really bad joke or inappropriate or something like that. It always ends up that way for me.
Yeah, if I can turn it into a pun, I will. 100%.
Me, exactly. And everyone gets super annoyed about it, but it's totally fine.
Yeah, so. But, shout out to Robin Melanson, who actually had soup all over her.
Hey,
I'm sorry,
Robin.
That I thought that your kid threw up. Also, her kid is way older than baby puke age. So, I didn't see who posted or what the caption was. I just saw like a torso with
you
stuff all over.
You immediately went there.
I was just like, babe, it looked like baby puke. I'm going to be honest.
Totally.
So, I'll ask her permission to post it, and you can tell me what you like. If at first glance it doesn't look like baby puke, then I guess I'm an asshole.
Well, I mean. But, kind of.
I mean, I am an asshole. Let's be honest about that right up front.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm definitely all about that. I wear socks that say that just to warn people.
That's right. I forgot. That's true. Okay. So, top tweets, lady. Bring it on.
Okay. First one we've got here is from @malicious_mama.
Okay.
And her tweet is, we've been working on manners in our home. For example, saying no thank you instead of no. Well, I'm thrilled to announce it's working. I asked my son if he would put something in the trash. His response, no thank you. I mean, he's polite about it.
I mean, that you're halfway to teaching him what's going on here.
We're kind of
Amelia,
there.
Amelia went through the same thing. It's like, can you put this in the garbage for me? No thank you, Papa. And then just walks away. You're just like,
you're like No, I
don't have an argument for that. She was super polite about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. You're like,
no,
well,
no thanks, Papa. I don't want to.
You're like, okay, well, fuck. Like, you can't even get mad at that.
It's like, yeah, she was super polite, very straight. Like, I don't want to. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Like, no, thanks. You can do it.
Okay. I'll try that at work next time. Hey, can you file this thing? I'm like, no, thank you.
Way less cute coming from an adult, I guarantee.
Damn it.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Okay, so this one I found. You know what? I screenshotted it, but...
screenshotted it?
Shut up. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, damn it. Anyway, I took a screenshot of this one, but I took a picture of just the picture and not who posted it. So, my bad, but I do want to say it. Anyway, because I don't know who posted it. I forget. I fucked up. So anyway, it says, me to my child. Why are you so entertained watching other kids play video games on YouTube? Also me. Turns on HGTV and watches other adults buying houses.
Yeah, I've seen Fair. That one go around. Yeah. That's, and it's accurate. I do not understand why kids watch other kids play board games and with toys and all this stuff. I don't understand. But I also, every once in a while, will watch a buddy of mine live stream his video game.
Yeah.
Like, he's playing a video game and he's live streaming. And I'll watch. So I'm literally watching another adult.
Exactly.
Play a video game.
Exactly.
And then I'm like, why are you watching kids play with toys? I don't know.
Exactly. I know.
Yeah.
I hear you. Which, we all do.
Which actually reminds me, Nathan W. Pyle. Nathan W. Pyle, P-Y-L-E. He has a new Instagram account that he posts all these things called Strange Planet, Stranger Planet.
Oh my god!
Strangest Planet.
Yes, the little alien things that like make fun of.
Yes.
Wait, so you know
make
that
fun of human tendencies?
Do you know that, or are you just
no? Okay. I've been a fan of his work for a while, but this is a new project that he started not that long ago.
They're fan flipping tastic. Like,
yeah,
they're so
super
good.
Fucking funny.
Oh my god!
But this
died laughing at some of these. I thought you were saying that you knew them. I was like, I'm starstruck because he's fucking hilarious.
No. He's. I don't know him personally. That was not what I was getting at. I'm sorry if that's what it sounded like.
No, to me it did. I just got excited and I wasn't listening, so.
Yeah, fair.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like usual. Yeah.
What's that?
Mean person. What? Love you.
Love you. Anyway, go check him out because, oh my God, they're so funny. I'm a huge fan.
Nathan W. Pyle, Strange Planet. All one word. Nathan W. Pyle, Strange Planet.
Yes.
That's the Instagram account. It's absolute genius because it calls all...
weird bullshit stuff that humans do. Like, makes it's like we normalize it and then you actually break it down to what it actually is and it sounds fucking crazy.
I know. It's super
it's so
mean.
Good.
There's a couple that have to do with kids that we can get away with linking this in, but there's the one where the kid's like going to bed.
Yes.
And what is he's have you left the corridor light or what is one last hydration cylinder, please. Okay, ingest it now. Please keep the corridor illuminated. Imagine pleasant nonsense. Like. It's just like the back and forth between the parent and the kid is so bizarre.
Like Sweet Dreams is, you know, turned into something very literal like that.
And then there's the game of peekaboo. It's just two panels where one he has hiding behind the blanket. And he says, have I ceased to exist? And then he drops the blanket and says, deception, I have not.
Classic peekaboo.
Right? But how fucking weird is that we do that to our kids? We're like, I'm gone.
No,
psych,
I'm
still here. Yeah. I love you.
That's what I mean. It makes things that we normalize all of these things, but then when someone puts it out there like that, you're like, yeah, it's fucking weird.
Right?
What are humans?
what are we even doing with our lives?
What even are we even?
But I think it's one of the greatest, the funniest things on the internet right now is his Strange Planet series. But you can follow him, I think, just at Nathan W. Pyle. And all of his stuff there is straight up funny. But then his Strange Planet thing is just a whole fucking other level. I love it.
Oh,
And it has, it are, like, and that's the new one that he just started. When was his first post? I'm going to go back to his first ever post and see what the date was on it, because that's how new it is. That was February 14th. He already, on that account, has 1.8 million followers.
Get out.
Yeah.
Good for him. Shout out. Not that you're listening to this, but, like, shout out.
Yeah, right?
Not but, that you're going to listen to this, but man, like, it's killing
so
it.
Funny. So funny.
Yes.
So
if you want to, like, go and, like, follow us and then go follow him, that would be great.
Yes, queen. Okay, now, can you continue with the top tweets you had prepared?
I mean,
now that I've taken us on several side tangents.
I mean, I can, yeah. The next one that I have for you is from, actually, it's from Facebook. It's from 24/7 Moms. And it says, no cookie unless you have 5 bites of chicken. Okay, no cookies unless you have 3 bites of chicken. I will give you the entire sleeve of cookies if you lick the chicken.
Unfortunate negotiation tactics, which, yeah.
Goddamn, right?
I'm very lucky in that Amelia tends to eat what I put in front of her, but every once in a while she'll have like 3 bites. I'm full. I'm like, okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Can I have dessert? No, you said you're full. No, I'm full of that. I'm like, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
No.
Good try.
And then after a lengthy conversation, she'll go back and eat at least half of whatever it was that she had.
Perfect.
And then, okay, I ate. Did I eat enough?
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Did I eat enough that I can now have a popsicle? You know?
Exactly.
And I've started making popsicles myself. So I have grape juice, apple juice, orange juice, and I have the little popsicle makers.
Yes.
And I just straight up, it's just juice.
Yep.
It's just fruit juice.
Yep.
Like actual, relatively healthy juice. And she loves it. Like, now I don't have to buy freezies or any of that sugar laden crap.
Yep.
I give her real, actual juice.
Totally. I used to do that all the time as a kid.
Yeah,
you know,
it's so much better.
And you like put the tinfoil on it and you stick the popsicle sticks in it. We learned that in school and I was like, that's amazing. I mean, now they have like actual popsicle maker things you can buy. I think even at the dollar store now, you can just get like the actual.
Yeah, like, right? And they're big.
Yeah.
Like she's like, oh my goodness, look how awesome this is. I'm like, it's a glass of apple juice is what it is. It's a frozen glass of apple juice.
But like, it's
and
amazing.
I'm fine with giving you that as your dessert,
exactly.
Right? Like that's, right?
Exactly.
It's a parenting hack. Also, she loves Honey Nut Cheerios, but I started buying the really healthy brand of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like the organic whatever brand.
Yeah.
That she says she doesn't like, and I put them in her, like the
regular
box. Yeah.
Sneaky bastard.
And well, I learned it from. I'm sure I shared it on this on our feed. I said I was going to start doing it, and I'm doing
you
it.
You did.
So. Yeah, but then when I pour it, she's like, I love Honey Nut Cheerios. The one with the bee on it. She loves the one with the bee on the box.
Well, yeah, of course.
Right? And so she says that they taste better. And I'm like, you're full of shit. So I just pour the
it's
and
such
she
a kid
eats
thing,
them
though,
just
though,
the
right?
same.
Yeah.
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 Whatever. It's like the Danino yogurts that we buy. Sometimes when they're on sale, I get the ones that have like the Paw Patrol on them.
Oh, and those taste way better.
But yeah, they're the exact same fucking thing as the ones that don't.
But they taste better.
But when they're on sale, I will get them.
Yes.
But I think we've come around on that one. I've explained enough that she knows that it's the same thing. And every once in a while, the Paw Patrol just show up on them.
Exactly.
So
well, that's good.
I've got like, see, yeah, when they're on sale, I buy them and then I mix them in. So like sometimes it's Paw Patrol, sometimes it isn't.
There you go. Life hacks.
Just gotta watch those expiry dates.
Hey.
Yeah, FIFO is something I work on in my house, and if you've worked in the industry long enough or at all, you get
rotation.
You understand what FIFO is. So first in, first out.
Yep. Got you.
Yeah. Also, FIFO, as in like FHIFHO, is another. That's a server standard. As opposed to a kitchen standard of FIFO, first in, first out, full hands in, full hands out is also FIFO.
Is that like put your left hand in, you take your left hand out, you put your left hand in, you shake it all about?
That's, you do the hokey pokey?
Right? Yeah.
And you tell a customer off?
Yeah.
That's what
that's
it's
what
all
serving's
about.
Serving's all about.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, I want to read another one. I found this one because there's... I've seen some.
Okay, one more, because we gotta go.
Yeah, Listen, don't.
We're way over time here. It's great.
You're way over time here. So there was one more that I found. It was because there was all these different tweets I saw recently about kids being creepy as hell. And those ones make me laugh on so many different levels because kids do creepy things and they say creepy things. They don't realize it. But anyway, this one's from @daddy'sdigest. And his tweet was, last night our child was scared by a man in a hat sitting outside his bedroom. We told him not to worry. Mommy and daddy will take care of it. Long story short, we're moving. yep.
I had a, I don't know if I've told the story on this podcast yet, but when Amelia was 1.5 or 2,
mm-hmm.
woke me up at like 2 a.m. with her hands on my face. And I said, "Psh, Papa." And I was like, "What?" And she said, "I see them." And I'm like, "See what?" No. And she goes, "The ghosts, Papa." And then she just rolled over and went back to sleep like nothing fucking happened.
Fuck that.
And
so you were awake just the rest of the night.
Well, I was just like, well, now I have to move.
Well, all right then. We're leaving. Pack your bags.
Yeah. Man, it was so terrifying. Like, when you're, like, 2-year-old's like, I see them. And I'm like, see who? And she's like, the ghosts.
It's
and
like,
I'm
like, I see dead people, but, like, yeah. Bye. I'm out.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah. And I had only just moved into that place, like, a month before that.
Love that.
Yeah, it was pretty terrifying.
Kids are creepy. Moral of the story.
Yeah.
Anyways, we made it.
The moral of the story is I don't live there anymore.
Fair enough. And the moral of the other story is we made it through episode 16. Look at us.
We did it!
We started late, and it's fine.
Yay!
We're totally
good. I'm so sorry to all the people. But
yeah.
We didn't do it at the beginning, so let's do it now. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/parenting. Twitter, @parentingpod. Instagram, @parentingpodcast. Snapchat, @parenting. YouTube, we don't have a fucking thing yet because you haven't subscribed enough people yet. Share it with all your friends.
Do it. Subscribe.
So yeah, subscribe. So that's yeah. So subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then obviously subscribe to the audio podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, whether that be Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor. Now the big one is Anchor, because if you go to anchor.fm/parenting, you can actually choose to support us where you give us money every month. And what we will use that for is to make this show better and to run more contests and to
get better at it because, you know, we need the work on it. We're getting there.
Yeah.
But we need help.
We get there. Every week it gets this much better. And so.
Right?
Are you frozen or are you just staring at me?
No, I'm just frozen. I was frozen. So you were like this.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Because you were like. So I was freaked out by your like weird giant eyeball facial expression.
My bad.
Anyway, it is what it is. It's
God.
But so we will see you next week.
Yes.
So thank you so much for listening if you're audio or watching if you're video. And we'll bye.
Okay. Bye, guys. See you next week.
I'll see you. Bye bye. I'll see you. I'll see you.
Okay. Bye. We'll see you like next time on the thing and the stuff. Okay.
And we're out. Yeah, but when I freeze, it doesn't affect the video. So we're fine. But when you freeze, it affects our end because it's capturing over here. Get better at the internet, lady. Well, can you blame it? Jesus. Oh, I can stop the audio now, I guess.